The topic for today's sermon is maintaining a healthy home in times of economic crisis. Maintaining a healthy home in times of economic crisis. Say, you see, Ediba, I can cast a the Echepa, and he said, Sir Wuchichiri, if ye pa Emreboni, if ye pa Ama Egina, Ewo Emrebonimu, Sir Wuchichiri, if ye na if ye no et me Egina, Wo Ahuchre Ebrimu, Ana Ebrebonimu, maintaining a healthy home in times of economic crisis. Say, what a chili, if ye. Na, said the bear, if ye no bit me a jina, ewo, emrebonimu, ya, a hochre, economic hardship, a hochre emre, ekaho.
I would like for us to do a few readings today. So, let's first of all open or read Psalm 128. Psalm 128. And I'll ask Brother Dakun to help me. In this passage, there's a picture. God has painted a picture for us. So let's read carefully and closely, looking for certain word imageries. And we will see the picture. All right. Psalm 128.
Eya enyo it's itre oha edio no enwotwe. Ana kan kan se insani obiara usuru erade na ofa na kwanso. Na wobedi wonsa no adwuma. Insani wo nebesi uyi. Wini eya se obobe a eso ufie mpie mu. Woman, I yes, Mudia. Now, what it tell a child? What prong was here? She said, Your worship on the power was through a radinier. A radin fist on Israel. Now, who Jerusalem, Papa, Unqua, and Nenina. Now, who woman, ma, assume ma Israel. So, amen.
Let me take it in English again. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. Verse 2. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you. Now, look at verse 3. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house. Your children are like olive plants around your table. Behold, thus shall be the man. That shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. And then when you continue, verse 5 says, the Lord bless you out of Zion, and may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Verse 6, yes, may you see your children's children. And we are not yet home for Nibiwaha. Or can any baby who has them? Verse 1 no, a year, and yet a year, and if a cool no, I walk on one seven, and order already. I say, blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. So, everyone, no, Obia, no, or can one seven, and if the subsequent verses, no, verses not to us in Anno, Wabobo on D. Verse 3. About Oyiridin, your wife. Oyiribe prom 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 prom. Utuasu, verse 3 honano. Ose Uma. Afe Uba, verse 4 noa. Ose, wo, husband, uhasem no kano. Enti, oka, husband, wife, and children. Ah, onye busunya, ewo fie. eno open ti enfoni bi akyeren afa won ho se okunu ene oyire ene ma a omo oyebusua e wofie no verse 1 say se omo suru urade a na omo fa ne kwan so a ebesi won yie wo ebusua nu. That is the picture we are seeing here. He's talking about the membership of the home. He's talking about the man who serves as the husband. Then he talks about the wife. Then he talks about the children. And in the opening statement, he tells this group of people who make up the family that it shall be well with them. On what condition? On conditions that they revere, they respect the Lord. Number two, and walk in his ways. Almost ready. Now, if you want to know, omo efa o nyangupon akwanso. If you want to efe, anyway. We are talking about a healthy home. Maintaining a healthy home during times of difficulties. So let's first of all begin with an understanding of what a healthy home is all about. Yeah, shall see it. As to be biafa, if you are here, if you are here, if you are now, if you are any idea in grah, what is a healthy home? Say, okay, if you are home, say, no, brody, can't know. Home is not the same thing as house. Home can refer to a building. If you away, a bit me at the Ajinaho Ama, a dying so, a bit me at Ajinaho Ama, if ye, and the Ubet me a cassa, messy dying, and I'm a sifie. In that sense, when you use the word home, you are referring to the material structure. You are referring to a house, to a dwelling. But that is not what we are studying about. Because that is not the only meaning of the word or the concept home. Home can also refer to the family, the members of a family who dwell or who originate from a particular home, from a particular house. Eti yeka efia eni ano muntie efia bet mi ejina ho aye dan but yadisu emu ni de enye dan ho asem ne yeka efie twika sem no efie so bet mi ejina ho ama abusua abusua bi a enipa ne nyina no womu efri efie ba komu enti ye ba twika sem a yet make egg bisa say now if you been out from which ya obia ebia one in a free crow back one or say hey Mrs. Honami flow or say sir or say any no abisa or say now if you been out from and pen baby no obisa sir and yet dying be potting be no pet name of ope abusia from a dunya boy was your pony dim pet no home ebia onimu fear and our name a dinoa mutimu or mukromu baby or but upo. So when we talk of home, home can represent not just the building, but it represents the group, maybe people of the same ancestry, people of blood relation. It's a social relationship that refers to husband, wife, children, and others who may be associated with that particular home. Mumu yen fantu yetrim. Eti anopai yeka efie ekwan ya ebefa so a. Ye betoto ana ebechiche efie na efie natumi agina na nye block ani cement ani nchanse nwasam ne yeka. Ni ye kasafa nipa eye abusua eti faako ana se moja aka wabom se anuanom ana oyiri no okun ni ma. And no one's any yaka. Now, a quambany a faswa, you bet to me, as you share, your fear, your sitting a moo, and some, Emma, if you know, at me, a jina. And Pembebre, you know, most of the times, what concerns a lot of people is the house, is the building. A dano, no, a sea, why you don't want to see that dano, near comfort, oh, why are you, oh, if you have, there's nothing wrong. As long as the means by which you build the house is genuine, as long as the means by which you acquire the money to build a house is genuine, there's no problem. God has no problem with you at all. After all, he blesses. But most of the times, our focus tend to dwell on the house. So the furnishings in the house and the setup of the house is what preoccupies our attention and our energies, and we spend all our strength, all our money, everything to developing those items. But that is not what we are talking about. Because you may have the most beautiful house and the most well-furnished apartment, outfit, dwelling, and yet your family is disintegrated. Your family is dysfunctional. So, building a house is important. The person may live in some type of huts. Now, or the uncompleted building, or nene any ma, as no more nije no more sumje, mahubi. Minim if ye be, if ye no supapa awankraha. It's a mansion. And the walls of the house itself is all tiled. Tiled, the house. Both inside the wall and outside the wall is all tiled. There are fleets of vehicles parked. When you get to that house, it's as if you are at a parking lot, car park. But just behind this mansion, you have a man and his wife and three kids who are squatters. They are squatters. The land doesn't belong to them. And so they've just built some they built some something that you cannot call a building. Because they are squatting. The owner can come and drive them away. But with my own eyes, I've seen on Sundays, the poor man will, because they don't even have a bathroom, the poor man will help bathe the little kids. You see them, they dress up, and the man himself will carry the smallest baby on his side this way, and they go to church, and you see them singing as they walk to their church, happily. But then the mansion, all you hear oftentimes is fighting and cursing and blows. People run out from the house. Okumio, okumio, okumio. You go there, and you have to go and settle quarrel, fight. So tell me, which of these two houses is a real home? One of them has a house. He doesn't have a home. The other may not have a house, but he has a home. I bet you understand the point. So when we talk of home, we are not referring to the nature of the edifice. We are talking of the members, the social relationship, the social unit, the network of people who live in the home. That is what the Bible teaches us when the Bible talks about the home, se Bible no kasafa efie ho a na nye edan a ye de cement yesie ana ye de atakwa me yesi se Bible kasafa edan efie ho a na o kasafa enipa no a eye oyere ni okun no ene mofra no se ye won wan na wo won se eye won ne yakoti won se enipa bi na beka won ho ofie ho enu na Bible no ka won ho asem. Parents made up of the husband and the wife and the children and all who live in that house. These are referred to as the home. Whether they have a place to lay their hair or whether they are squatting, they constitute the home. And therefore, the Bible gives us some characteristics of a home. Number one, a home is where a person forms his or her life's core values. A home is where a person forms his or her life's core values. If ye enye dan, if ye any baby dear obiara ye ba wuna ba sasa sisu so no baby dear obenya titiye ade abeye na brabo ni dachi ni suban eni na brabo so fapim. A home is any place enti mu hwem foni na me di maye no nipa no a papa no a one ne yire ni ne ma ate mansion nu mu no Mujer or no, Namuja Papa no, no son in the re, Ayas Quatesa, Obi, Manchia, Wall on chain, and on Modi Plowood, about a dying etim. Papa no, and in the Irene Mano, Brown Motuano, Esa Subana, Papa no, Edan Edi, Odo, Casachre, and Pibo, Namisro, or the Tituano, only a dying mansion. Nasono, or the Esubi, Asamofrenumu. And my friend Benny, no munya, and no nababay or Brabon Mufapim. The Otim Mansion, no, or no, only a sunibi, et the Anono, the Odiamani Mano, and also a life's core values, a dear value, a bad life core value, and toqua, any, and say who, any, and my fata, and now Papa and Mamma, that is a Fiono, or the attitude of Franua, et the Mofranino. Omso omo core values omo nya no no. And irrespective of whether you are living in a mansion or in a some type of hut, home is where we all, to a very large extent, we all develop core values. Where we all develop our character. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 6. What's it saying? Mebusem etredo no mienu nsia. What's it saying? Train up a child in the way he or she, in the Hebrew, is he or she. Train up a child in the way the child should go, the way the child should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. Titi abofra akwaya onfaso. Emfa ho any baby a. Mijiri se ye mbebre wa ha se sia mutie mia. Sabe efia mu firi mu no na nye sika fie. Na so so no entity pa nukredie ani adwuma den yo a wa wofo o maame o papa o wofa. E de tete wo no eno ene de obedu mpempeso ya wo mu yim. Me bua mu ka. Enti efia ni baabi de ye ye wo ye to a ana ye nyi no ye nya tete ye a e be ye yen. Home is where one develops his or her life's core values and character. Okay, can Genesis 18:19. But Genesis 18:19. Nyankopoka edi Abraham wa dance ye. Odi Abraham ono Abraham no o te semini wa o. No nye saint. No nye onye otini nini. No te semini wo pepe pepe. Muntie adanse a onyankopon hwɛ ne din hwɛ ne fie ohu ne akɔso wo ne fie no muntie de onyankopon kan ye efa Abraham Genesis 18:19
na mehunu mayinu ese onse ne ma ene ne fie fo a ebedi na kire se woni Awurade kwan eso enye tenene ne atentene ade na Awurade amade waka ano Abraham no aba ne so
Awurade ase Abraham bo no si e ba se ne bebam adentra esan se Awurade se wo hwe Abraham a ohu se oyobi a ohye ne fie fo e ma ombo ebra etene edi ebra ba etene no efrifie e wo mu se abofra ne nyi no obetumi atete no okoba bi a okoye asomremma adebonyefo a yebetumi ase ni suban de na so no wo famu no waye wa famu de watete no Abraham edi home is where we develop righteousness, where we develop godly values, values that last, values that ultimately bring prosperity, true prosperity. Say what idea? You need that identity. Oh, throw notes. What throw away? Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 through 7. Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 7. Eho, actually, yeah. Dear, as I said, our four. Ye fa wo nyankopon asem so editite ye ma editite ye ye ho me be ma no ene me yire oba no ene ye ma no ene obi biara nyankopon de na abehye mase no esese ye fa o nyankopon asem so na ye de atete wo mu eno nana ye chichirifie eno nana ye chichirifie o esese so o nyankopon asem no ene se ye tumi ditite ye ma no anan ye de ye ehwaso ade e ma me okunu no ene me yire no brebia o nyankopon asem na ye de boye bra ene ye de etete ye ma no a ye ma no benyi na se ye da empapadan mu mpo a ye ma no nyi a on ye betete won won ba yire won ho a anya de anya empapadan na omo a ete mansion nu mu no a omo de omo mfa o nyankopon asem nye hu ana omo kwasor kra a omo mfa anya djuma no wo ba hu no mansion no emofra no eba beton Omuni pa omba ba beton. Omo anton wa, omo be omo de beko court. Omba twi man so sa wa so wu a. If you say one man entity ano a, o Nyankopon asem e kire no. Eye. Ye beko yanim. Me pe se afi obrendi fra bibi elements. Ye hwe the elements, the main or the major elements that make up that make a home healthy. Me describe if ye akyere efie nani so ene yeka fie a de epese yakyere ama ahwe babu nu ama yenya antiasie se esuno fie ene soro edan ena ye hunu esu ahyenso die bia ekyere se uwo efie de onya firi mu se ye se enye afa mu me hwe obroni frano characteristics ana elements that make a home healthy. Eni ma bia ema efie no edi mu eni ma bia ema efie no egina na se sohwe ana o how ba esan san ni ma ni ti no san from a bonny ba edi mu efie no emu kanfa emu enkanfam emu fa efie so. Number 1, a healthy home starts with a proper marriage. A healthy home starts with proper marriage. I'm thankful to God. Everything God does is good. Because this morning, per the original plan, the married were supposed to meet in the auditorium, and the unmarried were supposed to gather elsewhere. But because of some arrangement, it has become necessary for the deaf to move to their usual meeting place, which is where we had planned for the unmarried to meet this morning. The Ghana National Association of the Deaf have requested the elders to permit them to come here in their numbers from all over. The Deaf Association is coming here for worship. So we felt that it is good for our deaf brethren to be there to welcome and worship with them. And so in case you have any issues per the previous arrangement, this explains it. Okay? But I'm glad that whether you are married or single, you are here this morning. If you aspire to have a home for yourself that is healthy, that is well, that is flourishing, that is functioning well, that is what it means, a healthy home. A home that is functioning well, not dysfunctional. A home that is robust. A home that is cohesive. A home where people get along, good times or bad times. If you want to experience such a home, let us bear in mind, it starts not when you are already married, but it starts, first of all, with a proper marriage. In Genesis chapter 2, God gives the formula to begin a marriage, to begin the home. He says, a man shall leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So there are three steps involved. Three steps involved for marriage to be married in the sight of God. The first step is the leaving. The second step is the cleaving. And the third step is the process of becoming one, becoming a unit. For time's sake, I just want us to focus on the first step of leaving. In the Hebrew, the word leaving refers to public and legal acts, the performance of a public and legal act. So leaving does not mean that you just get up one day and say, me papa ni me mami, Freddy, my time ha my bread, but I'm back. We go, okay, we go worry. Oh yes, sir. Where leave you? Where for you? But that is not the sense. It's not literal. Leaving means before you can say that you are properly married, there has to be a public. Public meaning not the whole country, but a group of people must come together to witness the performance of a legal act of some sort. The legal act does not necessarily refer to the Constitution of Ghana, but whatever acts or rights, R-I-T-E, that is approved by any community of people. That is legal in that sense, customary law. So there is no marriage where the living has not taken place. Se usori kotina obema so ana obema sebi u esisi ani mim u ko fa obi ba abetina so na onye ni ho de na woni ni da to na u afu mo nyankopon ni so aware no ya hya sie ye aware ni ya hya sie ye de ntia ni aware egu o ha bebre bom no o mo hya sie no mo hya sie ye e de adwama mo ene hya sie bebre enyin sen ene e koba so. God has given us his family, his formula. And if, you see, marriage is like mathematics. Young men and young women, JHS, SHS, and tertiary students, you are here, you know what I'm talking about. Marriage is like mathematics. You see, when you are solving a problem, mathematical problem, and there's a formula. If you don't start the solution properly based upon the formula, no matter what, in the end result, your answer will be wrong. Sana wariyeti o onyankon di formula nama yen enti ye shasiye osi yen free eja eni ena ho efrenu enye se obeko keke efrenu ni se abusiyafu obesia enu ni public no na wabaya amamre enu ni the legal act no amamre ye jitumu. Onyango mama in detail say enye account for mamre ana enye hifo mamre ana enye abrofo mamre amamre society no ana nipa no editum. That is it. Enti say enye no na wo kwosha ware mu wudu hukomo bema no ana wo soso wo fa oba no a wafom ebedimani musa mu betumi aware e dia cover ebedimani musa aware no da bia no how ehihim. You did not start well. I'm pleading with you. Enuanum penifo, young Casanso, young Fashion, young Tremofrano. If you start wrongly, it will continue wrongly and it will end wrongly. Marriage that will be healthy starts with a proper marriage and it begins with the living where public whether the church or the families involved are all gathered and they have given their blessing, then you have started well. Then you do the other things, the cleaving and the becoming one, which we will talk about another time. And you are moving friends to your dream. You are just here. And they say, we see the foundation here. We are in the course of before, and this is and marriage, you cannot divorce just like that. And so you see a divorce. Most of the time, when you read research, scientific research, you trace the root cause of the divorce. And it is, there was a problem from the very beginning. There was a problem. And Koto Bobi Bemu, and Ada Bobi Bemu, and Na Ebemu, and Na. Almost 99.9%. One research I read, of course, with me, I can say it was done in the U.S., but I'm sure it's universal, universally applicable. Most marriages that divorce, you trace it, and it goes to the way and manner they started it. The moment you start it, you can't see it. You can't see it. You can't see problem, Beba. Even if you start well, problem, Beba. But you see, because you started here, you can continue. You just trace back and you see where you went off the formula, following the principles. And then you correct it. And the first element that ensures a healthy home is that a healthy home starts with a proper marriage. Number two. The second thing that ensures a healthy home is that each member of the family, the members of the family, live in subjection to God's word and God's will. Each member of the family lives in subjection to God's word and God's will. If you're from a Jano or Hono, a Nano or Hono, and my friend, any Obibiada or what's a fear no? Yeah, on Omina Cabomutino, I'm here a fear for no. Say, Omina, sing it a crache. Say, Yadi Onyankupan Sam and Nidio Yampe, and I had a boy a bra will be Bia Mua. No way, or how Biara say a free opera, Sam, say free IMF, and that's a free politicians. We will stand. We shall flourish. Because every member of the family is subjected themselves to living or doing their best to live in accordance with the word of God and the will of God. Psalm 127. Psalm 127, verse 1 and 2. Mini akin kamami.
Sevradi and sit nan one. Wa wo see young way jumakwa. Sevradi and new crown one. Or you four a sin hope qua. Quara, Namutia, and your man, sorry, cherry, a sitina, a dee or bread, a yanny, or the Sarah and Manny Doffo, a one nemo.
And yet, at a quammy, and our block, and then you are dying, and on young Ponca was a more say, say Radia and Sidanoa, and yet a dying, a fear, a nipunipano, a young Ponca, and you are young, we are se o nyankopon kasa 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 ah me bo amu amu mo anti chiri mu fie a eja no ena no mo te se lebrafo dem ba bia e yokwa se wo sori ahima na chi wo koda wo na wo dwi wo fa plan ben na me koye enu me nyesika business we ya o dem ba bia e yokwa na mo mo se urade e ba mu na obesi eda no ba chiri Emma moi. Et non, et ne fien be ebejina, ebe dimu. In what way? E radi e babesi danwa. If God is going to build, he is going to build it based upon his word. Nenu asamu wa babu numu no. E non, eno dis anti bra. Okunu me yire me ho na me sian onyankopo asamu. Na de onyankopo asamu kire me se me nya no as a husband no. Bra me de yajuma no. Na je se ma femu no. Me see if you know according to Yankupon, my young one mess if you know. Now you're in Susu, yes, sir. Now, oh, yes, sir. Then it is now God who is building the family for us. You sit down, ever, oh, Yankupon, Samso. when you see a family that has subjected itself to the word and the will of God, some of the things that you see is that they pray together and they pray for one another. That's a sign of a family that has subjected itself to the will and to the word of God. They come together often and they pray together and they pray for one another. So when you go to school, and I'm a school, and I'm a friend in Yini, now we're going to go to school, baby, I'm going to go to school, baby, I'm going to go to school, 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 I'm going to go. That is a family that has subjected itself to the word and the will of God. They come together, if they are all available, to pray. And wherever they may be, individually, they pray for one another. But if you fear, say they want everyone more frasia. Some can home, some are bahiti. They will pray. As we pray for them, they are also praying for us. They are subjecting their lives to the will of God. They participate. Ebi yo, some person who family are subjected to home, they participate in church services and church programs wholeheartedly. They participate. They participate in church services and church programs. Eddie, you be sure say ya. Niye say ya konsa hwa. Ube muse bia na mu yan kwada kwada kura no mu dimbi. Aden because ya dey atete no ni papa ni mama ehunu. Ni papa ni wo hu ni papa ni mama say e ya dey awon niji ho. Ya say ya ya doye. Obi an fa niam bi mfiri. Me ka say mi a kire ho. Emfi bi atwa mu. Na ye call Islam. That time San Road na ya started churches biwa Tumu area. Eti mini enua Fred Asare. Na ye call. Ana ye say enua no obi a wo niam bi a mfamra na say ye den wo de fabra. Ana me hu ade bi. Bra ye bobo ne ma no me hu ade bi. Me hu enu na ye I to say sebi ema aboso ketua and ye dey fanta tea, the lid of soft drink bebre wom bebre pao e dey hu yin ah na den na obi di ade to say e be ba say enfa and out of curiosity if you know me so certain things you know really arouse my curiosity I traced it. And I mean, if you want me to win, my men are decided and buy no. Because in chain, me who no. Because in chain, and I'm saying, and yeah, before so. And I'm saying, me who are be? Ah, I can't on your man home. Now, me who be woman, I heard them say, Fanta, Fanta tea. And I was saying, I know, born in the back of the Muabi, they say, Nibano, class one. And I'm saying, nothing over class one. And you know, or the mass. Or this year, dear. Or this year, dear. Eti bra mi gina ha e ka kire asafo ma ne se di obenya bia fa bra oko fie no ko bo bo a ni fanta tia odi sia ni mas no odi ya addition ni subtraction no no oko se sabai I've never forgotten that story but enye parent enye ma me no ka kire no abofra no is learning it. A family that is healthy, one of the indicators is that they subject themselves, every one of them, to the word and the will of God. Whether it's in evangelism, whether it's in benevolence, whether it's visitation, nobody had to beg them to go to church. Oh man, kwa sorry kura. Na, I'm a friend to me, say, hey man, nene diye kwa sorry. Unhu sa papa danyami ase. And she said, they are on the right track. I said, "Don't get ready, Nida." This family is a family that recognizes God and revere him as the sovereign protector, the sovereign provider, the sovereign healer, and the sovereign savior. This family, because that is the way you see a family that has subjected itself to the word and the will of God. Everybody there, in their minds, in their psyche, they revere God. God is the sovereign healer. Into a bumpire, a celebrity, sir. God is the sovereign provider. A debra, I want you to be no. Na be any papa car, say no, yes, you can't go see the car. A bofrano, and now over in Yano, who you say, and who you are on bumpire, minimum abofrebia, the service away, or the brandy papa, and a baby, a day, or say, best I would do it now, the cotton engine for two carnum. Nani papa car, I say, and the Mofrano for trot on the cost school. And a bofrano, the service away in our cotambre, and we are devotion on a panel, and I say, Papa J, a day, or say, Facoto Indian Fufro. She can answer Indian. But you see, that is what we are talking about. A family that has subjected themselves to the will and the word of God. The third element, we may probably not be able to finish it, but we'll continue. If we are unable, we'll continue on Wednesday. The third element that is a proof that attests to the fact that this is a healthy family is where the members, each of them, is committed to fulfilling or delivering on their God-given roles. Each member is so committed to fulfilling or delivering on their God-given roles. Me chasi ya sengwe chimu. E kwen ba kuwa betu ye huse e busenwe e ye healthy. E jina ho. Na e ko ye. E din. E busenwe e din. Humu. E ni adrimu. E ni se. Obia oka e fie fuwa no hono. E fie nuno. Obia enim. Ni nyangu pon asudie a ode ato no so. Any day when young woman says, "Oh no, obey God, give you role." Let me teach him. So for the husband, Okunu, Ephesians, but when King Ephesians chapter 5:23. Now I jump to verse 25 through 27. Ephesians chapter 5:23.
If it's so from itri num imwe dolumi ansano. If he say Okunu aye oyiriti. Se Kristo su eye asafunu tire no na oni ni pedua no agye nkwa emwedu nunum okurunum mono moyerunum se de Kristo su do asafunu na ode ne ho eman man no.
Okay, and the here 23 na sane abaha ye kan brofo no
if so, we say okuru ye oyiriti se Kristo su ye asafunu tire no na oni ni pedua no agye nkwa
okuru ye oyiriti. The husband is the head of the wife. This is an idiomatic expression. The word in the original language, the word here means the leader, not the literal head, or nor the idea of being a chief who subjugates people who are under him. The word head in the original language, it's like an arrow, pointer. The upper chain said, okay, so okun, any or you didn't hear. Okun, your leader. I don't know what you say. I don't know what you say. I don't know what you say on direction. I don't know what you say. I don't know what you say. That is the meaning of the head. And yet, to me, beer. I'm the head.
So what? Naturally. And he said, you will be a leader, you will be the pointer, you will direct the whole family in the way they have to go. And your God-given role, no, leadership, responsibility. Verse 25, you know, I will say, but okay.
Okuru no mo no mo yere no said Christ so do asafo no na odi no ma man no.
But okay. Okuru no mo no mo yere no said Christ do asafo no odi no ma. Christ ed a woman asafo no. Christ to show his love for us, he died. And he gave his life, he gave his all for the betterment of the church. Okuru ma ewa ha. What do you want to do? Any woman? Mami, I'm going to ask you a question. What do you want to do? 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 Husbands, answer me. What do you want to do? Or password? And you cannot say, sir, who do you want to do? Say the Christ will die suffering because Christ gave his all to the bride, which is the church. Do you give your all? It is someone shall we rea, and I won't show umma. Na un no obano said yes, and yes, I will no qua. Un ya on yangupon, I said, your God given role, you are not performing it. And it is in terms of economic crisis, said the econo. Obano, obey them, and far home because a bit me come here and me woman cigar. Unti aware ase Awurade ma wadwe sakrada nya wo na wo sika ebetumi aba mpo se we can first Corinthians chapter 7 ebetumi aba se oba ni ti na nyakopon shira wo first Corinthians chapter 7 nyakopon kan osusu o Kristo ni ba wunim se bia wunti e na okun benya nkwa de e bia ka na wo drive no anka o nyakopon kwa anka wo nkwa anka o nyakopon fa ma wo da na mo fra no e ne o yiri nti e na o nyakopon ma se o ye. And are you fulfilling or delivering on your God-given role? And don't just say, "Oh, sikani." Ebi asikani unni bebre taho. Na so kete kete bi awo bi ano. You share. Unfe bi biensiye. Ut oye yari a. Umani yari huhiyan. Umau yari suku. Ufa na sehiyan. That is where you are playing your role as a leader or as a head. Edi bra efien mono. Obema no enya santi asiye we ina audible bra no. Then he is fulfilling his God-given role. Obanso eh, yenti emani di ano, endi eh nimdebiya. Emani ye kotu basa. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 22. Bacho Ephesians chapter 5 verse 22.
Eno mumre muanse ema muara mukulunum se muyema erade.
Eno emre muanse. Se oko Genesis a. Ochre ni enti aode Eve ema Adam. Se omeye ne buafo ne seso buafo ne seso buafo ne seso oba no ye leader ne seso no oka no oba no ye leader but ono no ni role no eye supporting role. She is a leader who supports a way ejina homa care giving service eti oba zo ntumi nya en ye sika no te chiri sie en ka se obema no hu a o ma mi bi ana obema na se de edi obi o oni bi o obe pa o che se den o bi ni ho oba nzu wo ro in the bra obema no ehun ni God giving role na all ye no na oba nzu so ehun ni God giving role na all ye no na all ye na ho brase mu titiru se ukun se bi ni ho chiri no na dwuma se oni bi biwa wa obebi wa omunikun edu sebre no a omunikun omuno oka okunu ka bako adapa we twa no wa hwia na yourself out copim dan na wu any there we sir you are not fulfilling your God giving role oba no you are not fulfilling your God giving role it is obema no hu
ni nyankopon asudi a ode ama no se on fa mo bra wa aware num efie num na oba so hu ni de na emofra so hu de a emofra ni de no he yan hwe Ephesians chapter 6 verse 5 Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 to 3 Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 to 3 emofra so so ewa wom God giving role to the home
Emma Muntie Mwafwa Sem Eradimu.
Emma O Enya Emma Emma.
Emma Muntie Mwafwa Sem Eradimu. Na yei netine. Diwe janu uneni. Yei ni emran samu edi kanya aboshi umu.
First of all. Honor, verse 2. Honor your father and mother. Honor your father and mother. Children, listen to me. Especially grown up children. You have divine responsibility to take care of your parents. Whether your parents are rich or not, to honor them. And you honor them through the way you talk to them, through the way you think about them, through showing of your love and appreciation. You may not have enough, but even if you can write a letter or email or text message, when your parents least expect it, they least expect that, you write to them. When you write to thank them, it's like a shot in their blood. It boosts their morals because then they know that they are not toiling for you in vain. Honor them. Honor them. When was the last time? I'm not telling you about one of Moses' sons. I'm not worried. Bebre, what's going on? Cell phone, credit, what touch it. Until credit, man, I'm not done. And so, girlfriend, you missed no, man. Now, when was the last time you blessed your parents with a ma titru a baby baba? Oh, papa, a brepa no hill school. Oh, mommy, a be out on into my bone or the hill school. You are their safety net, you are their social security. Your mother or your father did their all. They gave their all to help you, bring you to where you are. It was unfortunate for them, and therefore, maybe they didn't get higher education, but you are their investment. You are their social security. Do you think about them? Sit here today. Resolve. And determine of what, pray to God that God should bless you to honor your father and mother before they die. That will be a big, big blessing to you. Honor them. You have God-given role as a father or husband. You have God-given role as a mother or wife. You have God-given role as a servant or a child in the home to honor your parents. The can say, the family becomes strong and healthy and robust and well-functioning to the extent that every member there embraces their God-given role and commit themselves to delivering it. So, if you know it, next week, Wednesday. You ever heard how a healthy family functions during times of crisis, and especially times of economic crisis. But one of the elements that show that a family is healthy is that there exists an open and active lines of communication. There exists an open and active lines of communication. Adia ba konso ne se. So because u person who say fear way, ejina hopa na koyia. Na ye fear emufo no. Eja no o, ena no o, emofra wo mu o. Obia ya tete won kwan bi so obia yenka obia kasaboa enhyene yam. Obia wo ho kwan. Etumi de ha no bia no otumi. Edi hun komo otumi buye su chere ni papa otumi buye su chere ni mame otumi ani ni nuanu esusu hu ah ferie bi enim ye enhye ni pa so e wo safie ho efie bi wo ho a ubehunu oba no suro so obekasa adenti wa hwe kra ebebona som oba ma no suro suro so obekasa yakka obi akasa bwa hye yam. No, there's no open and active lines of communication. But say awofo no etimi adopt sa approach, you know. Now you have to teach it. And you'll be very good at communicating. But say yesia extreme ofra utimi friend no na trace. Can you tell me what is going on in your life? You create the atmosphere for conversation, frequent conversation, for people to voice out their feelings. Maybe you are the father or the mother. You want to go and buy a house. You want to go and buy something. There's nothing wrong to engage them. Hey, saying. Then I would do say, then you are eliciting their idea. It boosts their confidence. They develop communication skills. They don't adopt indirect communication. Omo to me, anyone who said yes, if I casa, because what man wants to encourage no, if you obey no to me, chenna jin, obuoso, and my friend no to me chenna jin, obuoso, okunu to me casa, say adiena okano, say aye adiboni kura no. People are open and willing to listen. That is a sign. It's a test of a healthy home. And the fear, a jano. So, now no it's not a healthy home. The father is like a tyrant who detects for everybody and everyone. That is not a healthy home. Even though the father may be the father and may be a man of wisdom, sometimes you need to just shield, keep your thoughts and encourage others to speak. Elicit it. Be someone. Now, Obia and Chen again. Let's work with your wife's idea or your children's idea. If it succeeds, praise the Lord. If it fails, they will learn from you. That is one of the signs, major signs of a healthy home. Now Wednesday, how family ya yet describe we. Ehunu say ye kan fie a na nya dan obi betumi anya dan so no ni fie obi so betumi anya fie pa so no ni dan e tete chemu anope en ye hunu ahyenso de characteristics bi a e ma fie ye fie. Number one, it begins, a healthy home begins with proper marriage. Number two, a healthy home is where the members subject themselves to God's word and God's will. Number three, a healthy home is where the members, each of them, is committed to fulfilling and delivering on their God-given roles. Number four, a healthy home is where communication lines are open and active without inhibition. May God Himself bless us. May God Himself be gracious unto us. And if you are here visiting us, we give you a heavenly invitation this morning. God brought you here for a purpose. God wants you to prosper in your own life, in the life of your family. God wants you to examine your heart to see where you are, your life is going wrong. He wants you to surrender your life to Him. And if you do, through repentance, and through immersion, baptism by immersion, God is willing and ready to save you, to transform you. It's not going to be easy, but He will come along. His Holy Spirit will come along, and He will guide you, and your life will be fulfilling. May God bless us. May we put what we are learning into practice. In Jesus' name, amen.
My entiasia, my entiasia, my entiasia, yes, my entiasia, my entiasia, my entiasia, yes.